The pointing in the guided meditation about recognizing awareness, beginning to get familiar with the recognition, the knowing that you're aware. At first, it may not have a sense or a feeling to it. It may feel very ambiguous or vague or just not clear at all, even if we know that we're aware. And we know that we're aware if we are aware of experience, if we're aware of object, if we're aware of a flow of experience, body sensation, sight, sound, a breath, a thought, a mood, emotion. We are aware, and we can acknowledge that kind of to ourselves. Okay, this awareness is here. We can kind of just notice that we know that we're aware, even if we don't know what that feels like or what that experience is. And it's useful to begin to notice that, because it begins to help the mind get interested in, well, what is this experience of being aware? It can be more of a sense or a felt sense, that recognition. And it doesn't always feel the same. So that's an important piece too, you know, the different ways that awareness meets experience. I think depending on how the attention is working, the attention may be aimed towards some particular experience. The attention may be on a broad experience. The attention may be shifting from one thing to the next, or taking something in and hanging with it for a little while. And so the attention, how the attention is working, can affect how it feels to be aware, because the awareness meets what attention is connecting with. And so the feeling of awareness can be different at different times. So just an encouragement to have some curiosity about this. It's not something to do. To try to find or to see or to look at, you know, that image of like turning around, we kind of think almost that awareness is back here. You know, I'm back here and looking at something, so I need to turn around and look at awareness or something like that. And that, it feels more to me like opening up or including. It feels a little bit broader, a sense of stepping back or falling back. Perhaps it might feel like that. It also, rather than a sense of trying to look for awareness, we might use that language of being with awareness, rather than like trying to find it. Feel into that experience of being aware. And relax with that. Again, you know, the mind trying to do something will actually get in the way of the seeing of awareness. It's a subtle experience, a subtle kind of recognition in a way, but it can be very obvious once we start to touch into it, because it is something that is happening often. It's happened so many times in our lives that we've known that we were aware. It's just that we haven't consciously taken the time to notice that, because we more often notice what awareness becomes aware of. We're more interested, or we're trained in a way to, our conditioning is more aimed at noticing what is happening than that we know something is happening and that we're aware of it. And so not to try to find it or look for it. And oh, my heater just went on, so I apologize. There may be some background noise. I hope that Zoom is doing its thing to diminish the background sound. So rather than trying to look for it, it's quite natural that the way our system works, the way our kind of capacity to be aware and to know that we're aware, it's a capacity that we have to know that we're aware. It's a natural human capacity to know this. It's not something we have to do. It's a capacity that the mind has. And when we are noticing that we're aware, or noticing awareness of objects, you know, noticing being aware, at times the kind of the what awareness is aware of will be kind of more on the objects, and at times it will take in that it knows that it's aware. And so it's it can naturally flow between these. I think I told this, I tell this story a lot, so you may have heard this. As I was sitting with Sayadaw Utejaniya, and he was talking a lot about noticing awareness, and there were times when I stumbled into it, and that does seem to happen in this practice, hearing about awareness of awareness, and you know, the ways that it shows up and how it might feel. We may just, it kind of like it begins to show up. We begin to notice it. We begin to recognize it. And so then we think we're supposed to do that, and which is what I did. You know, I noticed this experience of being aware, and I found that at times I could kind of incline towards that. You know, sometimes there could be a sense of, oh, can I know that? Just an invitation in the mind to notice that. And at times that can be very easeful. At times that can be quite natural and very available. But if you're looking for it, as I was, you know, like, why can't I find it? Why can't I feel it now? Why can't I experience it now? I gave myself a headache trying to find it. And so I went and reported this all to Sayadaw, you know, and he said, well, don't try to find it. Just notice when it's happening. Just notice when the awareness, when there is the knowing that you're aware. Just notice that. Don't look for it. And so it does happen quite naturally. And then in things like that guided meditation, the language of the guided meditation, or even the reflection that I offered just at the beginning after of feeling or being with being aware, it may evoke it in you. It may give a sense of, oh, that's what it is. And so it's a, you know, the field of what is being dropped in the meditation can point to or help the mind to begin to notice it. Maybe not. So, yeah.